This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Sumitra Selvaraj with T. Shao Ik and Lim Soo Ann, and this is the Daily Digest on BFM 89.9. As always, we have two stories for you today. In our first story, it's raining. You're in your car and suddenly the water level on the road starts rising, rising and rising.
My worst nightmare. You're in a
flash flood. So what do you do? The Malaysian Met Department has just warned that the current wet spell that we're experiencing in some parts of the country is expected to continue until early November. Now, usually I'm not a big fan of the Met Department. They seem to get their predictions wrong on a fairly regular basis. But, you know, I'm going to give this one to them. This is, of course, the inter-monsoon transition period just before the delightful northeast monsoon, which will start next month, early next month, and it will only end in March next year. So we're going to be seeing a lot of rain. In fact, according to Met Malaysia, communities in low-lying areas and coastal parts of the country are going to be need to be extra vigilant during the transitional phase of the monsoon, which is bringing super heavy rainfall and with it risks of flash floods and structural damage.
Yeah, we are already reading news reports of that happening almost on a daily basis.
Certainly here in the Klang Valley as well, right? So until the government puts the 593.9 million ringgit, I think they promised us in budget 2020 for flash floods to good use. I think we need to arm ourselves with some basic knowledge of what to do in a flash flood.
Right. And in July this year, we saw a video of MIV negotiating a flash flood and that went viral. And in that video, you know, there was a small lorry that seemed to have stalled in the muddy waters and that completely obscured the road. But then you see this little MIV coming along and just happily sails about past the lorry, makes a turn, and then escapes out of it to supposed safety.
So
Did you see the video? That's
a USP for MIV.
It was amazing to watch the car just do that. It didn't look possible.
There's something special about MIVs. They're just zippy little things that can navigate lots of, you know, obstacles. You've also probably heard all sorts of tips when it comes to negotiating floodwaters. Yeah. You know, things like checking the height of the water. If you are thinking of following another car through the waters in front of you, make sure you choose a similar make of
car. I've certainly heard that.
Or, you know, people say, watch what happens to the Continental car because those have a lower air intake. There's also advice like keep your foot pressed on the accelerator as you go through the flood.
I've heard that quite often.
So the thing is, how true are any of these, especially the one, you know, following a similar make of car, right? Can we really rely on that? And that's why we were asking you on Twitter as well what you would do. And, you know, everybody gives you these kinds of tips. So it seems like everyone is an expert at getting through a flash flood.
Tongue twister for today. And it's a little bit too late to be thinking about what to do or Googling what to do when you're sitting in a car and the waters are rising.
So that's the thing, right? You think, my phone's within easy reach. I can just quickly check. Yeah. But you actually don't have the luxury of that time, do you?
No. And I think people don't realize how little time you actually have. So we wanted to reach out to a real expert to get their view on how to manage yourself in a flash flood. Captain Bala is a safety activist and an emergency survival trainer who certainly knows a thing or two about getting out of tight spots. I asked him what the prescribed course of action is. So if I found myself on the road while it was raining, which is completely possible, and I saw a flash flood developing ahead, what should I follow other cars who are successfully getting ahead in front of me?
Every cars are different. It's not advisable for you to run through by following others because time is your biggest enemy. When you are trying to run through, the water level will rise in a split second, and that may not be a good idea for you to run through the water. Because once the tire reach about half of the tire water, then your car can lose control. So because you can't see the undercurrent and you can't see the road surface. Maybe there is a road damage underneath, so you can't see. So if you take a chance to drive through that, you are facing a bigger risk.
So it would be best to just pull over and wait?
Yes, that's the best you could do.
Okay, then what happens if I'm driving and, like you said, the water levels rise so quickly that I stall or lose control of my car?
You have to, let's say if you're trapped in the vehicle, you have to try to get out of the vehicle. Because the vehicle will be washed away. But there is a consequences of where, if let's say your car was washed away in front of a mall or in the middle of the road, like what happened in USG recently, then there's a possibility for you to hang on inside the car. But if it's different scenario, if you've been washed away and you know it's heading towards a river or somewhere, then you have to find an opportunity to get out of a car. Usually your seatbelt will be jammed because when the car going through a harsh impact, the seatbelt may just jam, won't allow you to free yourself. And so you need to cut the seatbelt. So it's advisable for car drivers to have a life hammer or rescue me tools. These are tools that used to cut the seatbelts. And they can actually break a glass to get out of the vehicle.
Okay. Is it true that I won't be able to break my glass if I have a security tint on it?
Okay, security tint actually is installed from inside. So for it's very difficult for people to rescue you from outside. But when you break your glass from inside, you puncture the film first. So you still break the glass, but only thing you need a force to push the glass away. But usually once you manage to smash the glass, then it is easy for you to break the glass. Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about two different scenarios where you might be caught in a flash flood. What if I've parked my car in a basement car park and when I come downstairs, I see the water levels are rising? Should I try and attempt to drive out anyway?
Definitely is not a good idea because basement is a lower floor. So the waters are coming, rushing in. So you'll be in the stagnant position, the water stagnant position. You may not be able to drive out a vehicle. That's a bit impossible and it's very dangerous.
Now, could you just let me know, you know, once, you know, I've been in a situation where there has been flash floods and my car has been through quite a bit of water, I can still drive it. Is there anything that I need to do after that, after I've got the car back home?
Best that if you run through a certain level of water and you feel that you're not comfortable, it's best to request for assistance for your car to be towed away to the service center and get it checked. Usually the responders vehicles, they are installed with snorkels and the tires, even like 4x4 tires, you need to check whether is it HT, RT, MT or AT. AT and MT is all-terrain and mud-terrain. You can run through because sometimes people think that I'm driving a 4x4. I should be able to go through the water, especially when they go through the East Coast, you know. So if they are driving with the RT and HT, the highway terrain and the road terrain, they may face a problem of the tire spinning. They may not be able to run through. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Captain Bala. That was really, really helpful, useful. Any other tips that you want to share with us on how to keep safe or how to kind of protect yourself?
Sure. Keeping a life hammer or emergency rescue hammer inside a car will be very handy. And have a first aid kit inside the car. Make sure you have a towel and hypothermia blankets because sometimes you go outside under the rain, your car stranded, and then you get inside, you get the hypothermia, so get the thermal blankets, you know. It's very cheap, you know, and get a first aid kit inside your car. Always keep some extra tidbits, some chocolate, some biscuits, because if you're stranded in a very massive traffic jam, you have some food to consume. And always keep your charging cable with you, charge your phone fully charged so you can request for a backup help. Power banks are good, cheap, and of course it's not advisable to left it in the car, but you charge it and keep because it's rainy season. You may strand it somewhere. You need to contact your family members and always carry a towel with you because when you go and fetch somebody, you're going to keep them dry.
That was safety activist and emergency survival trainer Captain Bala, who had some solid tips for getting out of a flash flood pickle.
And just to recap what he said, so do not try and drive through a flash flood, even if other cars are doing so, because the water levels can, well, change in a flash. And you should also keep a safety tool handy so that you can cut your seatbelt with it if you need to, and then you can also shatter your window glass to escape when you are caught in a flash flood.
Yeah, he also had that very useful and practical tip of keeping snacks and a towel stashed away in the car, and I'm thinking of what I have in the car. So if I'm stuck in a situation like that, I have lots of children's books to keep me company.
I have shoes. I have a change of shoes.
So do you, right? So
yes, I would agree with Sumitra. I have like plenty of shoes to change if my shoes get wet.
Okay, well, but, you know, if you're keeping snacks snacks, of course. Just a bit of a PSA here. You know, remember to check the expiry date of your snacks.
Probably a good idea. We just found some melted chocolate in the dashboard. So, So I was actually really interested in his tip about the security glass in particular, because, you know, especially I think if you're in the Klang Valley and you're worried about snatch thefts or carjackings, very often people do get these sort of various degrees of security film on cars. And I actually had always wondered whether I would be able to use that tool that I do have in the car on security film. So it's good to know that, you know, he says that it is completely possible. Yep. You just need a little bit of extra force to be able to shove the window.
Break the film, right?
Out. Have you ever, have either of you ever been caught in a flash flood before?
No, it's my worst nightmare. Unfortunately, no, I haven't.
Living in PJ, it's actually more common than we would like for it to be, especially the area that I live in. We've got lots of little tunnels and things like that. And I have come across situations once or twice where I've come to the point where I've seen cars going through and I've just turned back. Because, you know, as the road goes onto a decline, you just don't know.
That's the thing. Many patches of roads that seem safe under normal circumstances can suddenly become flooded when there's that, you know, that kind of torrential downpour. And I've been caught unawares before, not caught in it, but just, you know, driving on the other side and thinking, hang on, that I always thought that was a flat, you know, road, flat surface, and I didn't think it would become flooded. So it's, I mean, there's so much construction going on within Klang Valley as well, which can add to the burden of flash floods.
Actually, I have noticed a lot of the areas near where I live, where the new LRT lines have come up, the flash floods are becoming worse and worse. And I think in the early stages, in the first few minutes of a flash flood, what is particularly dangerous is that because it catches people unawares, there's a sudden slowdown, a very, very dramatic slowdown in traffic. And if you're coming around a curve, or if you're coming down an incline from with a high speed, it's actually really, really dangerous.
And I think another important part thing to remember is our potholes as well, because if there's flash floods, you won't be able to see.
You might not know
or you might not remember where the potholes are, and if you're just driving through it, you might get caught as well, and then that creates another issue for you and your car.
And speaking of, you know, if your car is caught in a flash flood, if it gets damaged by being in a pothole, you know, does your car insurance cover that?
Yeah, I think flood insurance, if I'm not mistaken,
is a separate.
It is. Yeah. And I feel that, you know, living where we do, where flash floods are becoming more and more commonplace, it seems like a good investment to make. Yes. It's simply not worth having your car being written off because, you know, rains have decided to come along and you know, throw a spanner in the works.
Because your general insurance won't cover against acts of God, as they say.
That's right. Oh, by the way, one last question. Do you guys have the safety tools that Captain Dwala was referring to?
No.
It's actually really handy. My husband bought me one to leave in the car, and I very cleverly tried to leave it in the glove box before he reminded me, well, there's no point in leaving it in the glove box. It's got to be right next to you where you can reach it in case of an emergency, if you are caught.
So is it an actual, is that the one that's...
It's about maybe 4 or 5 inches long. It looks like a little hammer. It's got a sheathed blade on the other end of it. So you can use one end of it to be able to slice through. It's sharp enough to be able to slice through your safety belt. And then the other end is like a little hammer that you can just knock the glass out with.
Good tip.
I wonder how many people actually do have those or even know that these things exist.
No, definitely, definitely something handy to keep around the car in case of any sort of tiny emergency. We've had quite a bit of engagement on social media as well. So, Anne, do you want to check in with us?
Yes. So, we were asking you on Twitter, would you drive through a flash flood if you see another car doing so? So, 63% of you said that no, you wouldn't drive through. But 38% of you still say yes, you would.
And I think it's just a reminder that Captain Bala has recommended you should not.
Yes.
Even if you're thinking that car looks about the same as mine, I can go at the same speed and all that.
Safety first.
Best not to.
I think that's what a lot of people think as well, because we have a comment from Apala saying that the better question is if you see the same car as yours driving through. So a lot of people use that as a gauge of whether it's safe or not because another similar make is doing so.
Sure,
as well.
But as Captain Bala very rightly pointed out, right, it is a flash flood because it changes in a split second. Mm-hmm. The water, if the water level goes over a couple of inches in that minute that you're waiting for the other car to go through, then you're in trouble.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
We also have another comment from Kapilan Boss saying that it depends. I will assess the deepness of the water first.
Mm. But again, that's another thing you can't do. You don't know where the road surface is. You don't even know what is the... I think Captain Bala did mention, right? You don't know what's the condition of
correct.
The road.
Yes, mm-hmm. Correct.
Mm. Like you said, potholes could be covered up.
Yeah. Yeah, we're erring on the side of caution here today.
Yeah, yeah. Please, guys. Yeah, stay safe. Yeah.
Okay, so we've run out of time for this segment, but you can keep your comments coming in. Let us know what your tips are to get through a flash flood. Tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or you can call us at 7733-2900 if you've got anything to share with us. We're going to take a short break now. We're going to leave you with Have You Ever Seen the Rain by CCR.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.